Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now joined on air by Roger Lilly. He's an energy analyst. And our question today is, why is Eskom having a dilemma with regards to preventing load shedding and keeping the air cleaner at the same time? Roger, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Chad. Thank you.
So it's a fascinating.
Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, we appreciate you taking time off so early in your day to chat to us. So it is a bit of a question that we've got load shedding, but we've still got pollution. How do we get the air clean and at the same time, seeing that we're still reliant on fossil fuels, keep the lights on?
Well, yes, there is the dilemma because Eskom's existing plant is unable to burn coal cleanly. So, unfortunately, if we burn coal, we emit dangerous and deadly gases and particulates into the atmosphere. Because the way the power stations were built back in the day, they're all very old. The average age of Eskom's power stations is around 42 years. And at the time of their design and build, the environmental laws were very different to what they are today. And over the years, Eskom has not taken the necessary steps to improve the pollution mitigating infrastructure which needs to be built and needs to be installed at its power stations. And of course today, with the debt load that it already has, it's impossible for it to do that economically or financially.
We're seeing a move towards cleaner energy, but this is a generational change. I don't know if there was no pun meant to be intended there, but when we look at what can happen and what has happened in other countries, the reason I say it's a generational change in South Africa is because we are so dependent on our power grid being powered by fossil fuels. We're seeing what's happening offshore in respect to the seismic testing for gas. Do you see in South Africa with the current minister coming out very hard in respect of a different form of alternative energy, us going the clean route, or perhaps looking at the nuclear route in South Africa?
Well, a nuclear route is a clean route. Nuclear energy is a clean energy. So it's not different to solar and wind and hydro in that respect. It is as clean as those are. It is perhaps more efficient in that one single power station, one single nuclear power station can generate a lot more electricity than one single solar plant or one single wind farm. The issue is a financial one. South Africa can simply not afford the cost of a new nuclear plant, not at current prices. And so all we can hope for is that if we were to go nuclear at all, we would have to go on a type of nuclear that's called modular. Nuclear, which are small power stations. But then if we're doing that, then we're back to the same sort of size as a wind farm or a solar farm. So nuclear for me, while a very good and clean technology, is not the answer for South Africa simply from an economic perspective. Also, to build those nuclear stations would take far too long. We don't have the time. So solar and wind is the answer. And we've already seen that with the private sector's involvement, wind and solar plants go up quickly, they go up on budget, and they go up on time. And that's what we need. So for me, the current minister's view, I think, is he sees a broader picture. He's concerned about the miners, the coal miners in particular, that if Eskom stops burning coal, then coal mines will close and literally millions of people will be jobless, which is already a scourge in South Africa. So, it's going to be worse. So what do we do? Well, going forward, I think what we do is we must focus on two things. First, we must focus on a greater involvement of the private sector in electricity generation. And secondly, private sector must focus on clean technologies, which it could do anyway. By and large, gas has its place. Gas is significantly cleaner than coal in many respects. The problem with gas is that we don't have any, and we have to import it like we have to import petrol. And so we put ourselves at risk in terms of exchange rate variances, in terms of someone else holding the supply of raw material. And I mean, we know that from the early days of the 1970s when there was the oil crisis, and oil was either unavailable or was limited in supply, and the prices went through the roof. You may remember those days. But so if we can have, if we use gas, we ideally need our own supply of gas so that we've got it under our own control. The question is, are we not too late? Gas is another fossil fuel and will be a short-term solution anyway, so should we be destroying the ocean for that? My answer to that is no. I think we should be working hard on other forms. There is hydrogen gas, which is freely available to us, but the technology is very new, and so a lot of development still needs to take place there. And I think that's the way forward. And South Africa could leapfrog the gas projects that the rest of the world have got, that because gas is a short-term solution because it's a fossil fuel. And so I think the minister sees problems that don't exist. Coal will still be needed. The Chinese and Indian countries are still buying coal, so we could still mine coal and export it. We don't have to burn it locally.
Well, that's been a fascinating insight, especially clean and green. So we see that nuclear actually is clean. We always get told about the dangers of nuclear, but it is one of the best forms of energy. But of course, green is the way to go. And one point that I'm taking away that's very important is what you mentioned about us being reliant on other suppliers. We just have to look at the Russian situation to understand how countries can be held to hostage, including Europe, who are so dependent on a energy supply from Russia.
Yeah.
Roger, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to chatting to you again.